USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Democrats tried one final time on New Year's Day to push through the bill passed in the House to increase stimulus payments from $600 to $2,000. Republicans blocked the vote. The Senate also voted to overturn President Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act. Trump calling the actions of Congress pathetic. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell calls the 81-13 vote by the Senate the first veto override of Trump's presidency a serious responsibility.
It's our chance to recommit to research and development so that our 21st century military is equipped to outmatch any adversary. It's our chance to ensure we keep pace with competitors like Russia and China.
And getting set to kick off at this hour in the Sugar Bowl, it's number 2, Clemson, and number 3, Ohio State on ESPN with a shot to the national championship up for grabs. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The only woman on federal death row could be executed before President-elect Joe Biden takes office. A federal appeals court ruled today that a lower court judge was in error when he vacated Lisa Montgomery's execution date. She was set to die at the Federal Correctional Complex in Terre Haute, Indiana, in December before U.S. District Court Judge Randolph Moss delayed the execution after her attorneys contracted coronavirus. Montgomery was convicted of murdering 23-year-old Bobby Joe Stinnett in Missouri in 2004. Prosecutors say she used a rope to strangle the pregnant woman and then cut the baby from the womb with a kitchen knife and tried to pass the baby off as her own. President-elect Biden has said he opposes the death penalty. An Afghan journalist and human rights activist was shot and killed on Friday. They were shot by gunmen while driving their vehicle. This is the fifth journalist to be killed in Afghanistan since November. The organization Reporters Without Borders lists Afghanistan among the top 5 deadliest countries for journalists in 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As new strains of the coronavirus pop up around the world and now 3 states in the U.S., should we be more concerned? Here's Fox News medical contributor, Dr. Mark Siegel.
This is the opposite side of the coin that we don't need to panic here because this strain, we hear the word mutation and we get really worried. But I want everyone to know that over the course of a pandemic, new strains always mutate, they always change, and they almost definitely will change in the direction of something that's more easily transmissible because that gives the virus a survival advantage. But here's something you're not hearing. The 17 other countries so far where this has spread, it has not taken root. We do that with all viruses. We look to see, is it becoming the predominant strain? And so far, it's only in southern England where that's been the case.
A super spreader Christmas party with St. Nick at a nursing home in Belgium has killed a 27th elderly person. Families and officials in the city of Mol say that the nursing home should have never organized the party due to the restrictions in place. At least 88 residents and 42 staff have been infected at the nursing home. The U.S. has surpassed 20 million confirmed cases of COVID-19. According to data from Johns Hopkins University, cases have doubled from 10 million to 20 million in less than 2 months. 336,000 Americans have died so far with the virus. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.